Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, certified Zig Ziglar Master Coach with my friend and client, Erica. Erica, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you for asking. So in our previous conversations, I know, we've kind of gone all over the board, but today's different because now we're on the podcast. So what's, if you could have the answer to one thing, what would that be?
I think it would be multiple streams of income.
Okay. All right. So how many streams do you have now?
One. I'd like to have 3 to 5.
Okay. I'd like to have 300 to 500 personally, but 3 to 5 is better than one. Okay. So with your current job, that does give you some kind of freedom to create more than one stream of income, correct?
Yes, for it being the cash project.
Yeah. And like it's like we talked about, this is more for the listeners because you know what I'm about to say, but there's a difference between a cash project and a sexy project. Sometimes we need the cash project in order to fund. The cash project could be just your job. It just pays the bills, keeps the wolf away from the door, and that funds your sexy project, which is what your calling is or what you really want to do.
Right.
You would like to build a stream of income that where you have the cash project, which is your job, and then the sexy project is where you want to have multiple streams of income.
Right. And I'd like to have it to where, because I guess I see it as a layered thing, and I'd like to have it to where, yeah, I've got the sexy project going, but then that's still just one stream of income. So what if something happens to that and I have nothing else to rely on? So I don't want to be 5 years from now, have my sexy project going and then lose it. And then I'm back in the day job, so to speak. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Everybody has their own thing, I guess, but I guess to me, that would be, in a way, taking a step backward.
Okay. But on the sexy project, unless it's something that we haven't talked about before, like you want to coach people with their health, right?
Right.
And you would be the boss.
Right. True.
So if you're the boss, how can someone tell you have to go back to get a day job? You're the boss.
True, but I guess it comes from my sense of security. I've always got that what if. What if I don't get enough clients, or what if I don't get the next client, or what if, yeah, I guess what if I run out or don't have enough? I guess that's or I don't find the next client in time. I guess that's the what if.
Yeah. What if an asteroid hits your house tomorrow? I mean, we can talk about what if until the cows come home, but the chances of an asteroid hitting your house tomorrow aren't very good.
True.
Let's not play the what if game. Because then what that's going to do is, in my opinion, that's going to get you where you don't take action because you're like, well, what if this happens? Well, what if it does happen? If you go and, I think it was Eisenhower, I could be wrong, but I think it was General Eisenhower that said, Security comes from your ability to produce.
Okay.
So if you're the boss, then you can run your business however you want to run your business.
So maybe in a way, I guess the proof is in the pudding with ourselves.
You tell me, what do you think?
I think so. I guess from where I'm at right now, because obviously I'm not where I see myself in 5 years. So I'm looking at it from where I'm at. However, being at that level that I want to be at in 5 years, I'm going to be thinking different. I'm going to be a different person.
100%.
So the same fears and insecurities I have now aren't going to be the same.
Probably not. Hopefully. Unless you get them handled on the way.
Hopefully not, right? The goal is to handle those on the way.
Right.
Or at least have them mostly handled, right? So I'm going to be thinking different, and I'm going to have a different mindset from where I am today.
Correct. So like, okay, let's take one of your examples, one of your what if scenarios, okay? What if you struggle to find a client? Then what would you do?
Well, I'd hope I have enough in savings, at least from previous business, to get me through, but I would just keep going and just keep searching for clients.
Yeah. Okay. And then what would happen?
I mean, and then I'd eventually find one. I mean, it wouldn't be never. I would eventually find one and continue the cash flow, so to speak.
Yeah. And then what would happen?
Just keep going.
How about that? So if, yeah, you, whenever you're in this thing, you know, called coaching, you're not going to get everyone, but you don't need everyone. You need one person.
That's it. So hard to get my mind around, though.
Well, you can't serve more than one person at a time unless you have a group.
True. Okay. One person at a time.
One conversation at a time, one person at a time, one relationship at a time. Because if you get to where this thing starts cooking, as Phil Robertson says, and you're cooking with peanut oil. And everyone says yes, without batting an eye, you need to quadruple your prices immediately.
Okay.
Because not everyone should say yes to you.
Oh.
Because if everyone's saying yes to you, they're getting an immense amount of value and they're not even having to think about the answer.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then here's the beauty of it. So let's say you've got, let's just make even numbers. And let's say it's $100 and you get five people. Like you get $100, $100, $100, $100, $100. So that's $500.
Okay.
If you get four or five in a row on the sixth person you talk to, now the price is $500.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
But then you don't need as many people, but you're going to make more money. So what if on the next one, out of the next five, you ask, the first five, you had 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. So you had $500. Six through 10 or six through 20, now it's $500. But you only get four out of 15. Well, what's four times 500?
Oh, yeah, 2,000.
And what's 15 times 100?
1,500. So
you're working with less people and you're making more money.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Then if you get where it's 500, I don't know what the numbers will ultimately be, but let's say it's 500 and you get four or five yeses in a row. Well, now it's 1,500.
Okay. So every time someone says yes, raise your price, basically.
Not every time.
Okay.
Excuse me. But when you get 4 or 5 yeses in a row, and as soon as you state your number, they're like, yeah, when did I sign up? Yeah. It's time to raise the prices immediately.
Okay.
Because then think if you go to now it's 1500. Now you need 1 out of 15 to make the same $1,500 as you need 15 out of 15 to make it $100.
Okay. I gotcha.
One.
So it makes it easier in a way because, okay, I got it. All you need is one. And every time you raise your price or your rate, you just got to keep in mind all you need is one for that. It's relational, I guess, or yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, you can't effectively talk to more than one person at a time.
Okay.
So, cause all these people aren't going to be signing up for a group. These are for one-on-one. Okay. If you have your one-on-one, but you can only take so many one-on-one clients because there's only so many hours in the day, cause you have a day job.
Right.
So you got to think like the scale right now. This is your day job and this is your cash project. And then here's your coaching project. So we're trying to get the scale where it flips.
Okay. So I'm making it harder than what it is necessarily in a way.
Yeah, because you can only, because you're still going to talk to the people anyway.
Okay.
But would you rather talk to 10 people and make $1,000 and get 10 out of 10, or would you rather talk to 10 people and get, say, 4 and make $4,000?
Right. The latter.
Of course. I mean, yeah. Right.
Obviously.
Okay. Because then, so now let's go into the multiple streams of income. Okay. So you need to get where you're really, really good at whatever method you're going to use for the health coaching. You know, we've talked about, you know, fitness and nutrition and stuff like that.
Right.
You need to get where you're really, really good at, like, I'm really good at this thing right here.
Okay.
Not a niche or a niche, as however you say it, N-I-C-H-E. I've heard it said that niche rhymes with quiche and it should stay in France. Okay. So what you do is you get where you've got some one-on-one clients.
Maybe okay.
Because with your day job right now, you only have a limited number of time because you work during the day.
Right.
So you've got, say, a spot at 7 p.m. on Monday. You got a spot at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday, you said you go to church. So that's out unless you have a very late call. Thursday night, you have a call at 7 and Saturday morning at 10 o'clock or 10 o'clock and noon or whatever. And then that's all the spots you have.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say you fill those up and you get a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. So you have 5 one-on-ones. Well, now you have a wait list.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So, okay. I'm catching the vision now. So because time is time. So I don't, instead of thinking that I need to get more clients at the same rate, I need to be, like you said, vigilant and raising my prices when it becomes too easy for people to say yes. So yes. Then that's how you get rid of start to scoot out the day job where you can just support yourself with your coaching.
Yeah.
Or business or whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah. But all that's done one conversation at a time.
Okay. I see it now.
you don't need 10 clients. You need a client.
Okay. One client.
Once you get that one client, you go find one more client. And then you go find one more. And then you go find one more. And then you go find one more.
Okay.
Savvy?
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Savvy. So once you say you've got Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night at 7 p.m. for your one-on-one clients. So you have four one-on-one spots. Well, then you could maybe have a group that's Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And the group would be, you'd have the one-on-one clients for those four spots. Then you have a, maybe a group Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
The group, let's go with the $1,000 example, the $1,000 for your one-on-one. I'm not saying that's the price. I'm just saying it makes it even.
Right.
The group would be less than that because it's not one-on-one. It's one to many.
Right. And then you can get more of a pool of people.
Yes. But here's the deal. So let's say you have a one-on-one client and you charge them $1,000.
Okay.
Okay. So you got Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So you have $4,000 clients.
Okay. Okay.
And let's just say they all pay up front.
Okay.
So you got $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Okay.
Over the 3 months, 6 months, whatever the package is. Okay.
Okay.
Then you need to continue either whenever that the first four that end, you need to see if they're going to renew. Or if one of them doesn't renew, then you go to your wait list and you say, hey, you already got their money. And you say, I got a wait list, put some money down to secure your spot. You get the rest of their money. And then they go into whichever spots open of the four.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Then
you have your group on Saturday morning.
Okay.
But the group is, say, whatever, $375. Let's make it $400, make it even. $400. Okay. Or let's say it's $500. It's half the price of one-on-one.
Okay.
Just to make the numbers even. Okay. But say on Saturday, one conversation at a time, you talk to someone who you offer one-on-one. If that doesn't work, you offer them the group, which is half the investment, but it's a group. And it's, you know, like-minded people where we encourage each other and we work on, you know, mindset, habits, relationship, and you form a group.
Okay.
And if they can't afford one-on-one or they don't want to go on the wait list and they want to work with you, you offer and move them to the group.
Okay. Got it.
Now you've got money from one-on-one and you have money from your group.
Okay.
But the thing about a group is, let's say you had, let's say it's $500 and you had five people in your group.
Okay.
Because a group is you and me and one other person is a group, because that's not one-on-one. It's one to at least more than one.
Right. Okay.
So you don't have to have 10, 20, 47 people. You and two others is a group.
Okay. Got it.
But let's say you got five. From your conversations for one-on-one, you put them in the group.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
They all charge you $500. The exact same thing you're going to do one-on-one, you're just going to do as a group format. So you don't get as much one-on-one time because it's a group.
Got it. Okay.
So let's say it's the same length. It's an hour call. So instead of me and you talking for an hour, it's you and say five other people. So there's six people because you count in the group too. Mm-hmm. And they each may get 10 or 15 minutes, or some may get no minutes that day just because there was a pressing issue or whatever. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
But for that same hour where you make $1,000 one-on-one because that's what it is. Well, it's less than that, but total you make for the 3 months, $1,000 for that group for that same hour. 500 times five is 2,500.
Okay, got it.
Which is 1.5 times 1,000, obviously, because you have more people in the group because it's cheaper.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So you always have one-on-ones going and you always have a group going.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so and even though in the group, they're not getting one-on-one, they're still getting something out of it because they're listening to everybody else.
Of course. And then we'll have one-on-one time where, you know, Susie, what's on your mind today? or how is it going with you over the homework that I gave you or whatever? And she may get 20 minutes. Well, the next week she may get 3 minutes because that's just the way a group works.
Right.
Because that's why it's a cheaper investment. Not cheaper. It's a less expensive investment because it's not one-on-one.
Right. Okay. Got
one-on-one,
it.
You get someone's full attention because it's one-on-one.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. But then you've got the money from your one-on-one. Then you have your money from your group. Maybe it's going so well. Maybe you add a second group or a second one-on-one spot on Saturday because that's when you have it available.
Okay. And so there's three streams of income, basically. Okay.
Well, that would be two. That'd be three. That'd be your day job and then your one-on-one and then your groups. That's three streams.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Which
and
is
then if I wanted, let's say the day job was able to go away, and then I would just keep adding like another group or another person for however many streams of income. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Well, because think about it. Think like right now you have one stream of income and you have one customer. Your customer is the person that pays your paycheck. The company that pays you is your one customer.
Right.
But if you've got four one-on-ones and you've got a group of five all done one conversation at a time, you technically have one-on-one, 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 and five. You actually have nine streams of income plus your day job. That's 10.
Okay.
Because what are the chances that you wake up tomorrow, let's say it's 2 years from now, and you've got four one-on-ones and a group of five, or a year from now? What are the chances of you waking up on a random Wednesday and all your one-on-ones cancel the same day and want a refund, and all five of your group cancel and you get laid off on the same day?
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not realistic.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then
put that fear to rest, basically.
Right. Because once you have multiple people giving you money, now you just, you one conversation at a time, you find more people.
Okay. Okay.
And the best way for people to give you money is from people that have already given you money.
Okay. Cause they're already sold, basically.
They already know, like, and trust you.
Okay.
And they remember where they were before you started working with them. And where they are now, and they're like, I've got to have more of this.
Okay.
And then it may be once, you know, the day job gets away or you take vacation, maybe you schedule a retreat, like a 3-day retreat, like an intensive.
I would love to do something like that.
Where they come to you at their expense and it's $4,000 or $7,000 or 26 grand or whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay. So now, you know, only if you got two people in your intensive and say it's 10 grand, well, in 3 days, you're going to make 20 grand.
Yeah.
Which is not terrible.
No, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah. That, that does not suck.
No, it does not.
Okay. So, but think about the mindset you had in the last 15 minutes. When we started the call, you're saying, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? But if you just have all these mini streams of income, okay, so if one goes away, you just go off your wait list and you just plug them in.
Okay. It's wait, like, list. I like that.
Rebecca, great news. You know, you said you were on the wait list and you were the next up. There's a spot available. When do you want to start?
Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Oh, you know, she's going to pass out. And then whenever she wakes up and comes to, you're going to say, okay, focus. Okay. So when do you want, this is the spot. It's, you know, Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Let's get it on the schedule for next week and let's start.
Okay. Got it.
That's how it goes.
Okay. So I'm making it too complicated. Got it.
Trying
to get too complicated and thinking too much of what ifs. Because fear is just false evidence appearing real.
Fact. Big facts. False evidence appearing real. Fear. Because you don't really know what's going to happen. But all you can control is your attitude, how you're going to respond to things, and your effort.
Right.
Everything else is beyond your control.
Okay.
You know, because you fully intend to wake up tomorrow, but that's beyond your control. You might not wake up tomorrow.
Right. God might say it's my time, but
right. Yeah. And until that time comes, you're literally immortal.
Ooh.
But when that time comes, you are not immortal because it's over.
Okay. Got it.
But even if all those what ifs happened that you said about, you know, 15 or 20 minutes ago, I would guarantee you the next day, the sun would still come up in the east.
Yeah, it would.
And if it didn't, you wouldn't be worried about getting clients.
No.
Because it's over. Yeah. If the sun don't come up in the east tomorrow, I don't know what it's over. Like, we're done here.
Yeah. Make it swift.
Right, exactly.
It's just painless and swift.
Yeah, like, we're done. No, it's been real. See you later, okay?
Yeah.
But all those what ifs don't really matter because you're only talking to one person at a time.
Okay.
One person at a time. That's it.
Okay. One person. I got to keep that in my head. But then even back at the beginning when you said replacing the day job, the price increase, that made sense. Like increasing your prices when it becomes easy for people to say yes, that's a signal that it's time for you to up your prices. And that made sense.
Yeah.
That cleared up.
Yeah, yeah, because you're going to have to, you don't have to, you can do whatever you want, but how many people, let's say you want to make 50 grand in your coaching practice, okay? Uh-huh. How many people would you have to serve at $100 a pop to make 50 grand?
A lot.
Let me see, okay.
Was it 50,000?
50,000 divided by 100 people, $100, you would need 500 one-on-one clients to hit 50 grand.
That'd be impossible.
Probably. I mean, if you don't sleep and you don't ever have to go to the restroom or sleep or eat or bathe, it's probably right. Possible. Well, who wants that? Who wants 500 clients?
No.
I mean, who wants 3 clients a day? Almost. Or who wants 365? Who wants almost 2 clients a day every single day for the whole year? Mm-mm. Okay. But how many clients does it take to get 50 grand at 5 grand a pop?
What is
10.
That? 50? Was that 50 10. People? Yeah.
10.
Yeah, 10. What am I thinking?
10 times 5,000 is 50,000.
Right. So then that could be, yeah. Okay, got it. So, okay. Yeah, awesome. Got okay. It. Happy epiphany.
One person at a time.
Okay.
One at a time. Because whenever you're talking to them, you need to have your full attention on the person you're speaking to.
Okay.
Not the next client or what if they say yes, what if they say no. It doesn't matter. Just build the relationship, listen to them, serve them, and see if you can help.
Okay.
So do you have that one person in mind that you want to reach out to and just, hey, Kathy, long time no speak. What's up?
I gotta think about it.
You have a phone, right?
Yeah.
You have a address book in your phone?
Yeah.
Start with A and pick the first one.
Okay. Let me see here. Actually, I was thinking one person I would like to coach, but.
No buts. Call them. Call them. But don't, when you call them, don't say like, what's their first name? If, unless it's somebody that's going to give them away. What's their initial?
B. Initial B.
B as in boy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, B, you came to my mind. Long time no speak. What's up? Or how's things?
Okay.
And then just start asking her questions and be curious and just ask interested questions, not interesting questions.
Okay.
Do you know the difference?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because that was kind of like, I'm Ron Burgundy? Like, it's a question mark? Okay.
No, I'm sure.
Okay. So when you ask interested questions, eventually she's probably going to say, enough about me. What are you up to? Funny you should ask. I'm a health coach or whatever you call yourself. And this is my calling and I love it. And I'm just seeing if I can help, you know, see if whatever, but enough about me, tell me more about whatever you said and then shove it, just hit the ball right back to her and let her or him or her, whoever B is. And, you know, then if it gets toward a point where you may ask a question like, you know, the last time we met, you said you had, or we talked, you said you were struggling with whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. How's that going? Would you like some help? If they say it's, I can't get it, or I lose it or lose my momentum or whatever. The question you ask is, would you like some help with that?
Okay.
If they say yes, you don't start coaching them on the spot.
Okay.
Because you didn't reach out to them to coach them. You just reached out because you were generally curious how they were doing.
Okay. I got it. I got you now.
You schedule a call for like, say, a week later. Hey, I have some time at 7 p.m. next Monday. Does that work for you?
Okay, got it.
Coach them on the call, not while you're talking to them to catch up.
Okay.
Because what you would do until you get, it may not be four one-on-ones. I'm just saying that was Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It just made sense. It's whatever you want. But in the meantime, until you get the first one, you spend that hour reaching out and connecting with people.
Okay.
And then once one of your, say, four one-on-ones, your group is just your last ditch offer.
Okay.
Once you get, say, Monday filled, now you don't connect with people on Monday because you're coaching. Then you use Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and possibly some of Wednesday to connect with people.
Okay.
And you just you use that time to pluck people one at a time to fill these four spots.
Okay.
And then maybe you connect with people on Saturday, you can connect with people on Wednesday, and then you always have a day to connect with people, say Wednesday and Saturday, you connect with people, and then you fill those other four spots one conversation at a time. That way you always have new people coming in that want the coaching.
Okay. Got it.
Savvy.
Awesome. Got it.
Okay. So, was this helpful?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So remember, one conversation at a time.
Okay.
Just one.
Okay.
And
got
put
it.
All your attention on that person for as long as you're talking to them.
Okay. Got
and
it.
Then, but here's the thing about the next one is once you get done with that call, hey, that was pretty cool. I could do that again. So you reach out to somebody else.
Okay.
One person at a time.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So I think we're done here.
Cool. Sounds awesome. Good.
All right, well, that was fun. All right, let me know how it goes.
Will do. Thank you.
Bye. Awesome.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.